Good morning. Father Walter here. I'm sending you warm greetings at the outset of a very unusual, very challenging week. I've been a Dominican for 33 years and a priest for almost 27 years. Now, both our Dominican religious life and the priestly sacramental life are highly structured. So for decades now, there has always been somewhere I was supposed to be or something I was supposed to be getting ready for. And all of that gave my life structure and direction. But now, as you know, sacramental life has been largely suspended. And you may know as well that we at St. Catherine's, I'm living with the hospital chaplains here, and we're living separately because of the sensitivities of the hospital ministry. So I find that all of a sudden, I'm responsible for shaping my own days, and that's a joy, and that's a challenge. As I look at the weeks ahead, I see some opportunities. And the first of these is to be aware, to actually take time to survey this tragedy that is immobilizing us, to reckon with the ways in which the disease is transforming so many lives so rapidly. There's also the opportunity for me to be concerned, to really practice intercessory prayer on behalf of everybody affected. Those who are stricken with the virus, those who are caring for them, those who are quarantined, those whose economic well-being has been affected by all of this. There's also the opportunity for renewal, for me to reach into all the corners of my life that I've been meaning to get to for years, and to take time to put things in order so that when ordinary life resumes, I'm more present to it. And finally, there's an opportunity to be connected, to reach out to all the people I have been meaning to get to for a conversation that is more than a good morning or a text length or an email length. In these narrow spaces we now inhabit, I see a real opportunity for growth, and I hope that that can be something you and I both take advantage of. Always with God, there is the opportunity for fruitfulness. And I believe that He will walk with all of us through a time we don't know and don't understand. I trust in Him, I walk with Him, and I hope you will as well.